Hi, I'm Diane Gallen, certified feng shui consultant and founder of Wind and Water Feng Shui. By now you've heard a lot about feng shui, the ancient Chinese art of placement. You've probably read how to create a zen-like atmosphere in your home or your office, and how rearranging your furniture or strategically placing wind chimes and crystals can change your luck forever. Sometimes, when used with intention, these symbols of change can help alter the energy in a space. But of course, that's an oversimplification. Authentic feng shui advice is specific to each person, each building, and each piece of property, and quite difficult to generalize. And frankly, sometimes the more you hear, the more confusing it gets. Perhaps I can help to clear up some of that confusion. Today, I'll give you a brief history of the origins of feng shui, and then chat a bit about Chinese five-element astrology, also known as the Four Pillars of Destiny. One of the eight limbs of traditional Chinese medicine, Chinese astrology makes an important and relevant contribution to our understanding of feng shui. Feng shui originated over 5,000 years ago in China with early observations about nature. The classic Chinese text known as the I Ching, or the Book of Changes, taught us that everything in the universe can be categorized into one of the five elements needed for working and for living. The idea is that the properties of water, wood, fire, earth, and metal explain everything on earth, and that each element has a profound effect on the others. Not only do these elements describe everything on earth, but every combination of these elements actually provides an interpretation or prediction for naturally occurring events. Early Taoist philosophy and yin-yang theory prove that there is order in the universe and that everything is related to each other in a meaningful way. Darkness and light, inhaling, exhaling, male, female, summer, winter, birth and death. This relativity also shows that every element depends on the others to exist. For example, wood can't survive without water to help it grow, and metal relies on forces deep within the earth for creation. These elements also help to transform each other. Here's an example. Think about just how usable metal would be without fire to shape it into useful tools. How can a tree, which is wood energy, stand its ground without drawing support and nutrients from the earth? These same five elements are used in Chinese astrology to determine the traits a person is born with and how they influence their personality, their strengths, and weaknesses. Unlike Western astrology, which examines the effect of planets and stars on a person's birth chart, five-element Chinese astrology, the Four Pillars of Destiny, uses the relationship of the elements represented in the hour, the day, month, and year of birth to map out the blueprint of each person. When you draw your first breath, the elements in play in the universe, at that moment and in that particular place, imprint you for life, influencing your life path, your destiny, and your luck. Once you know and you understand your heaven luck, as it's called, you can use feng shui to enhance your earth luck and have a real impact on your future. We use the four pillars to help people make the best of their own personal element by learning to capitalize on their strengths and to support their weaknesses. Knowing more about your chart is useful for choosing a place to live, seeking personal and business partners, career planning, and creating your own opportunities. The calculation of a person's luck cycles also indicates ideal time frames for making important decisions, such as buying or selling a home, expanding a business, or pursuing a new objective. Knowing which elements are supportive to you and which elements are missing in your chart even helps to determine the best building shape to live and work in, the color clothing you wear, the automobile you drive, and the decor in your personal surroundings. For example, having an office on the top floor of a skyscraper might be productive for a gentle wood creative consultant, but not beneficial for the gentle earth real estate professional who benefits from being closer to the ground. When young children are found to have very strong or very gentle elements, I often recommend changing the colors in their bedrooms or introducing the element that naturally supports them. An analysis of a person's four pillars also determines their four best compass directions. These are the ideal directions for their front door and their bed to face, and empowering directions to observe while they're working, studying, or negotiating. When I perform a feng shui consultation for clients, regardless of whether they are residential or commercial clients, I include a preliminary four pillars analysis for each person in the family or member of the management team. This provides essential information tailored specifically to each individual client, allowing me to create a unique, customized feng shui consultation. Many clients follow up with a more in-depth four pillars analysis to help them understand and improve every aspect of their lives, and it assists them in planning for the future. I'm certified in Chinese four pillars astrology, and I provide this service with or without a feng shui consultation. All that's needed is your place, date, and time of birth. If you would like to learn more about your own four pillars of destiny or to order a gift for someone, please contact me at Diane@windandwaterfengshui.com or call me at 727-459-1459. As always, wishing you good qi.